You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, November 21st, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday to you.
That means it's an open line Thursday.
OLT.
It does.
You can call us at 800-636-1067. Steer the show. Can talk Wizards. Exciting win for them last night. Bradley Beal went off. He's actually third in the league in scoring.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Yeah. You know, that game was mostly won, though, in the fourth quarter. It wasn't a ton of Beal there, in terms of impact. But it was just a great finish. They almost blew it. They had at least a 12-point lead. With a little over 2 minutes left. Yeah.
But they did their best to gag it away down the stretch.
Oh, my God. Every possession was so bad.
Yeah. It's a win.
It was a great win.
Still a dub.
But they almost blew it. I can tell you that for sure.
And they needed that win.
Desperately.
I mean, I guess.
So you can chime in.
They're not going anywhere.
If you like, Caps lose last night. 800-636-1067. If you're going to chime in on that. Should mention on the program today, we've got a couple big things going. First of all, Awad went on his date at the Wizards game last night. We're going to get a recap at 7:20. So we're going to tune in for that.
I don't know if I can hold on that long.
Some of the listeners were sending us pictures. If you follow us on
pictures
Twitter.
Pictures and videos.
Yeah. The listeners did a great job.
You can go to Adjunct's Radio and interpret what you see from body language and the pictures.
Well, let's put it this way. He was definitely there with the chick. It was the chick that he showed us pictures of.
I never saw pictures, but you guys talked about that the week
you might have been away. Yeah. And you know they had amazing seats. They were in the second row.
Yep.
So
Jason took care of them with really nice seats.
Yeah. I mean, so who knows what happened afterwards? I'm dying to know.
If you're curious, again, go to follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio. A lot of people speculating how the date's going to end. Most of them betting how most of AWOD's dates end.
Well, they all end poorly.
Yes.
But I'm dying to know because it did seem like she was very much into the game. And he was kind of like leaning in on her and everything. And she was just kind of to herself.
He was trying to canoodle.
I didn't see video. I just saw the pictures that we posted from the Junkies paparazzi. And I did see his arms folded, which is never a good body language.
Well, he was leaning in on several photos. But then Dravy showed me a video that somebody sent where he is actually hugging her. Like after, maybe it might have been at the very end of the game or after they took the lead or something.
Gotcha.
So they were hugging.
Was it weird, like he's doing the hug and
she kind of gave a hug. It wasn't like a romantic hug. It was like she hugged him and then she high-fived the girl in front of her.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Everybody's just loving each other. It's a win.
Exactly.
Wizards win.
Exactly.
Wizards win.
I'm dying to know how that whole thing played out.
So we're getting that at 7:20. And then the other big thing we have going on today is we have a really cool Ovechkin prize. Trying to find the official read. It's an Ovechkin signed puck. And in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to listen for three montages of Ovechkin goals. And then you're going to tally those.
Yes.
And it's after the third montage that is played, we'll roughly play them at 8:05, 8:25, 8:45, somewhere around there. So three times in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play montages of Ovechkin goals.
Yeah.
And if you tally the total number of goals, then you call us and you could win the prize.
Yes. It's
which
a good prize.
The Ovechkin autographed puck.
Papa John's prize pack that includes an Ovechkin signed puck. Today, Papa John's is donating $1 of every order placed in the DMV to make a wish mid-Atlantic. So that is a cool thing. Trying to raise some money.
The Wizards did get the dub last night, but the Caps did not. Cakes, did you get your double in?
Unfortunately, yes.
You
Valdez
did.
And I placed that wager a little bit post-show yesterday, but I want to say at around 10:20
Right.
A.M. yesterday.
I mean, I would have figured it'd be a loser for you, but I'd figure it'd be the other way. The Caps right. would win and the Wizards would lose.
I figured the Caps on the heater they've been on would have continued that, and the Wiz would have forsaken me. But it was the other way around. And look, the Caps, they're not going to win every road game. And yesterday it was a dud.
Right. Who was in net? Because I didn't watch any of the Caps. Only
I believe it was
Wiz.
Holtby.
Was it Holtby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is what
Panarin
it is.
Scored twice. Caps couldn't get anything going. Kuzi scored one to prevent the shutout. But
I think Carlson got a point, though, right? Did he assist on the Kuzi goal?
I'd have to look it up.
I think he may have. I think I saw that.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with the way he's running.
Right.
He's running white hot
right.
this season.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, so I need to ship Valdez some chips on Venmo.
Right.
Do that during the break.
But yet they have a nice, comfortable lead in the Metro.
Look, you're not going to win every single game. You're gonna have some potholes along the way. Right. EB and I were present for one of those against Montreal on Friday night.
That was quite the dud.
It was.
In fact, I have an opportunity to go to another game. I'm a little scarred. I want to wait a few weeks.
That was still a fun evening. I mean, I got to hang out.
I had a great time.
Got to hang with my family at the MGM Lounge.
Sure.
I dabbled with Fitty Fitty. Watched the Caps lose. Still a fun night.
Yeah.
Would have been better if the Caps had given a better result, but what are you going to do?
It's way more fun when the Caps win.
Absolutely.
I got to thank the great people at Aramark for hanging out in their suite. Just, you know, you have everything at your disposal there.
Foofy fancy suite.
Well, just all the food you can possibly imagine. So that was a great time.
So you guys went there last Friday.
Yeah.
That wasn't the spitting game.
No, it was not.
So the suspension did come down. He gets a 3-game suspension.
Yeah, it's fine. Makes sense. It's, you know.
Look, you spit on a guy, you should deserve a suspension. It's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know a suspension's coming your
right,
way.
Right.
And the dog threw the sucker punch. Did he get suspended?
I don't know.
I don't believe he was suspended.
I don't know. I don't know if he got a match penalty. I don't think he got the match penalty.
Sucker punches are okay in the NHL. Yeah. Spitting is not.
Yeah.
Gud Branson.
Gud Branson.
That's a difficult name.
Yeah.
So he forfeits about $24,000 in salary.
Yeah, that hurts.
That hurts your bottom line.
No one's going to like that.
You know what he better? Sure. You know what he should do? He needs to schedule some extra appearances. Garnet Hathaway needs to, I don't know, go to like a Dick's Sporting Goods or someplace else for a few hours, sign some autographs, get that money back.
Right. I'm sure he could do it.
You always got to get the money back, EB.
It's not a problem.
Got to make up for them losses.
I'm trying to think, what else did I watch last night besides the Wiz? It was just the Wiz. I basically locked in on the Wiz because they started at 7-ish, right? I think they started at 7.
Most of their tips are like 7 or 7.
I tell you, when I go home now, I really do get depressed. I go home, work out, whatever, and then have lunch. And then, you know, I'm just kind of like take a nap and then go outside at like 3 o'clock. It looks like 7 p.m.
I know. Like
it's so
it
depressing.
It doesn't usually affect me, but I have been hit hard by the time change. Like when it's 5:15 and it's basically dark,
and when it's gray like it was yesterday, the sun never came out.
I'm not depressed, but I have not. My body has not adjusted. Usually it does.
I went for a run last night. I'm thinking of you now, Cakes, because you would probably never do this.
Yeah.
So it was roughly 6:30.
You ran
7
at night,
o'clock, and I didn't have any sort of bright gear.
Oh, well, that would never happen.
I was wearing my Sup Dogs blue pullover.
Oh, dark. I mean, so dark you blend in with the asphalt.
Blue sweatpants.
Are you running like on a street or anything?
Mostly on the sidewalk. Yeah. It's mostly sidewalk.
If you're on the sidewalk,
I'm sure you'll be fine for the most part, but yeah, I would never do that.
I would get creeped out. I just don't like running. I wouldn't like running in the dark. I'd think like maybe somebody would jump out behind a tree or something.
It's mostly a lip path.
I wouldn't be worried.
And the only reason I did it was we had gone to the gym together as a family, and my daughter had a little incident where she kind of split open her lip. And what happens is at Lifetime Fitness, they have kind of a daycare area, Kids Academy, and she was there. And then they summon you, and I was there with my wife, and she had already gone to her bar class earlier in the day. And so I didn't want to, like, just punt the workout. And so I completed my workout. She went home. I then had to run home.
Hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Too risky.
I don't run in the dark. In fact, so I did work out yesterday, but I was so sort of bummed that the sun never came out. I just wanted to get some fresh air. That I did the old man move, which I rarely do. I've maybe done this less than 5 times in my life. I asked my daughters if they go for a walk with me.
Right.
We did an old man walk.
That's okay.
Like it. like right before dark. Yeah, so I don't know, like
good quality time.
4:45 or something, 5 o'clock.
Do you have a nice path through the woods, or you just
no? We just sit
the
around
streets?
My neighborhood. I mean, I live right off Beach Drive.
So definitely
I mean,
doing some hill work.
I could do that if I wanted, but I just wanted to do a short little walk. But just, I just wanted to get outside, and it's just, I hate this way. I honestly. I was thinking about getting one of those lights.
I had a buddy, though, yesterday.
You know, where you
can
get, like, sunlight in your house.
You hate the weather. I don't know if it's going to rain or not, but I had a buddy yesterday who I saw at the gym who invited me to play golf on Friday. I was like, golf?
Well, I think it's supposed to pour.
Yeah. He said it's going to be 68 degrees.
Well, I think it's supposed to. Is it not right. supposed to rain?
I think it is supposed to rain.
Thought it was
rain.
Supposed to be, like, 90% chance of rain.
They're calling for rain.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, can't. Got a dinner at the Palm, and then we're going bowling.
You know, I'm excited to go bowling, but I can't bring my ball, especially if I'm Ubering over there. I can't bring my ball.
No, bring your ball in tomorrow, yeah. And then we'll take care of it and have it there ready for you.
Nice and polished. Yeah. Polished.
All right, you text me. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Your ball does say EB on it, right?
I think it says Bic.
Bic. Okay. I remember.
So funny.
Is it like, I mean, it's been a long time. It's kind of like aqua,
teal.
Aquamarine blue.
Teal.
Yeah, teal, whatever you want to call it.
The Charlotte Hornets would love to bowl with your ball.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome ball, and it's my best chance at bowling a decent score because the holes fit. Right. If you go to any bowling alley, they make all the holes for little kids. They don't make them for real
I mean,
men.
It depends on the size. I mean, they have different they usually
if you
have
want
different
to bowl
offerings.
The correct way, you watch the pro bowlers, they don't have the fingers are way spread apart. That's the way you got to do it. You can't.
Not when you roll a straight ball.
Pick up the lightest ball.
What? Oh, yeah.
No, I can. I think I can roll like a 14 or 15 pounder.
Okay.
Usually, what do you think? Standard, I'm gonna pick up an 11 pounder.
No, usually, the standard it runs to about 16, right?
16, yeah. I'm a little. I got mine at 14 because I felt like at that time I could hook the 14 better than yeah. I could the 16. But now I'm a little embarrassed that I don't have the 16.
No. I don't like the heaviest usually.
I feel like but I should have got the 16.
I can see Cakes picking up a 10.
No, please. What do you think? I'm a complete weakling.
What is yes. the best? What is the best weight?
Well, the because max you wanna, is 16, my understanding.
Because you want to roll it hard.
Yeah. I probably should have got like a 15 or 16.
But you want some density hitting those pins.
Oh, sure. You want some mass hitting the pins.
I think optimally the 16 would be the best.
16, I think all the pros probably
you
roll 16.
You can handle the 16.
But when I was in college, the 14 was my. It seems like a good weight.
You
for
dominated
me.
It.
I could kind of.
You guys aren't flaking, are you? Because I had to put down a deposit for two lanes yesterday.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I'm not flaking.
They take okay. deposits for bowling.
I've carved out my Friday to hang with you, donks.
Okay. If Pete can't do it because he's calling
is Pete
an AV
bailing?
Game.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's calling an AV game, and Jason is going to show up for happy hour. That leaves six of us.
I'll be honest, I'm not crazy
bowling
about the bowling after
be.
Party, but I'll go.
Bowling should
You'll
be.
Have fun.
I mean, it's kind of late.
It You'll have
be,
fun.
Should be a 4-on-4 enterprise.
3-on-3 is fine. Who cares?
Okay.
That works.
3-on-3 works. What do you mean 4-on? Who gives 3-on-3?
I reserved yesterday for a maximum of 8 people. Okay. I didn't know if Jason yeah. or Pete were going to go or yeah. anything like
3-on-3
that.
3-on-3 is
right.
perfect.
Okay.
And less is more. 4-on-4 is just a way
producers
more waiting.
Versus talent.
Huh?
Producers versus talent.
Okay.
Except for A.Y. and I are terrible at bowling.
Is why? Is Valdez supposedly good at bowling?
I stink, too.
Yeah.
I think everyone stinks.
Yeah, nobody's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, we're down. Yeah,
no one's,
nobody's going to
no
be good.
Pete Weber.
They'll be competitive.
Yeah. Hey, sadly. You got to text me, though. First of all, I got to find my ball somewhere in the garage.
We'll text you tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Bring some of that baby powder, too. Put that
some
on your
talk.
Yeah, on your hands so that. They don't sweat.
Do you want me to use some of that grooming lounge
well,
powder?
Well, you always have to use the blower. Got to have your hand over the blower near where the balls are located, right?
If you have sweaty hands.
There's always a little bit of sheen, a little bit of filmy sweat, especially if I'm bowling.
You know who's a pretty good bowler, and he's just strictly straight ball bowler? It was annoying. It was Squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel's pretty good because he's you know, he's anal, and he just.
I'm going to roll this one right down the middle.
He just rolls a straight ball every time.
I roll a straight ball.
Yeah. I can't.
I've had my moments. I think I did break 200 once.
Did you?
But I mean, I could easily shoot 105.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, JP's Jerome Bettis on
no,
the lane.
No, no, no. Usually, I would say my average is like 120 to 140.
No, my
there.
Average, I could. I'm telling you, it could be
I'm
anywhere between
take
90
the under
and 120.
On JP's 140. He's talking a lot of bowling smack.
Okay. He might get it if you get a couple strikes.
You want to bet a little cash?
No. I would bet under 140 though. I'll bet you. Sure, I'll bet you $2. Right. You'll crest 140.
Make it a 10 spot.
No, I'm not betting 10.
Come on, man, bet me a beer at the bowling alley. Have a
all right, I'll bet you a beer.
There you go.
Jeez.
Why don't we open it up to two of our favorite P1s so we can get 4-on-4?
No.
Just two people.
No.
Rom and someone else.
No, Rom.
God, Rom, no. Do you want to talk about flaking? Then there could be some flaking.
Yeah. You don't think bowling with Rom wouldn't be fun?
I bowled with Rom before.
You have?
Yeah, like 7 or 8 years ago.
No, seriously. I'm not doing that.
And my Jamaican friend Peter came. And shocker, he went into all kinds of, inappropriate humor.
Of course.
Peter had never met him.
That's his default.
Right. No, we're not doing that. It's going to be a nice night out with the boys and no Rom. Rom-free zone.
Rom ruins everything.
All right. It is Open Line Thursday. The lines are wide open. 800-636-1067. As we mentioned, we're giving away the Papa John's prize pack, which includes the Ovechkin signed puck in the 8 o'clock hour. You listen to the montage of Ovi goals right around 8:05, 8:25, and 8:45. Then you tally them up, and that's how you can win the prize. We'll get AWOD's date recap coming up at 7:20. We also got Chris Russell, Redskins insider, at 7, and Dave Richard to give you fantasy guys some info at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone number is 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show.
I got to tell you, the anticipation is building for this AWOD story at 7:20.
It is?
I'm not going to make it.
Freebie.
Oh, it is? Well, the guys were talking during the break. He's being real tight-lipped.
Oh, okay.
Those guys are laughing. I'm telling you, it might be a story.
Might be Don't a good you get payoff better, though, when there's a highly anticipated movie and you already know the ending? Like, people give away the ending. Don't you know the ending?
He has a quiet confidence to him. Like, I looked at him right away and thought, no way. I'm telling you, man. Somebody sent me a picture of them. Could you just say this, Adam? Did you guys go to some bar afterwards? You could just say yes or no. No?
He wants to save it.
I'm getting a picture. Somebody just sent me a picture of them out at a bar.
You can't wait an hour. Seriously, you can't wait an hour.
I actually have been excited about it.
You're really excited?
I am.
You're not doing a radio bit?
No.
You're hyping it up?
Truly excited.
You're truly excited?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm mildly curious, but I'm not on your level.
Yeah.
I need to get to your level. Yeah. I'm not quite there.
And by the way, did Adam know how many people were sending us pictures of those two last night? Were you aware of that phenomenon that was happening?
I tried to ignore it.
Were people shouting you out when you were walking around?
Yes.
They were?
Yes.
What were they screaming? AWOD. You know what?
The AWOD army was out and about.
Now, what is she?
That can only help.
What is she? Yeah, exactly. Does she know you as Adam or AWOD?
Adam.
Adam. So does she know they're calling you when they scream AWOD or no?
She was asking that question.
Right.
She knows your radio persona.
Dude, that can only help you, dude, when random people are screaming your name. It makes you seem like a big silly. I'm telling you. I think he's going to capitalize on it.
Well, all right, so we will find out at 7:20.
What were you going to say?
He said a girl who works here, who also works at Capital One, almost ruined the night.
Oh, really?
How?
Having it because she almost, what did she say? She said something like, are you going to talk about this on the radio right in front of her?
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Like that's. Oh, yeah, I guess that could be bad.
That could hurt you. That could hurt you. All right, 7:20 we'll get the update.
Did you, by the way, I slept on this. Did you play the 50-50 last night, Adam?
I did not.
I was going to tell you to buy some tickets. Stupid. Forgot.
By the way, really did you know that that you were picked up faintly in the background, that Junk's P1s could see you in the background of Tony Massenburg like at halftime?
No idea.
Yeah. So, like, you must have been going to the MGM Lounge or something.
I definitely did. Yeah.
A lot of people thought that was very calculated on your part.
Smart move.
To get stay on your portion diet?
Get some camera time.
There's no way he stayed on his diet. Yeah. That diet was punted last night.
I don't know much about what happened last night, but I know that he wasn't responsible at the MGM Lounge.
All right, so we'll get into that at 7:20. Remember, 8 o'clock hour, you want to tune in for the montages. We're going to play of Ovechkin goals. And at the end of the hour, after the third montage, if you can tally up the total number of OV goals played in the montage, you can win that autographed puck signed by Alex Ovechkin.
That's correct. It's a nice prize.
So it is Open Line Thursday. If you would chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. The Monte Nicholson story has been going on here for a week, and he did play last week. Yesterday, you had the head coach talk about it. And
get your pillows out. Get your pillows ready.
He didn't say anything. Everybody. I listened to it.
He never says anything.
He didn't say anything.
Get in your sleep number beds, people.
First, he said that Monte Nicholson, you know, his sympathies go out to the woman's family. And then he said he's unable to comment on anything.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. Do you have the audio? Do you want to play it? No.
We don't have the audio.
Thankfully. You know what, buddies? Thank you for not having that audio.
And he said, as of right now, he's active and he did play Sunday.
So he's scheduled
he's on
to play.
He's active roster, and he's scheduled to play this upcoming Sunday.
Right. Which is what I told you.
You know, it's progressive, and it might be marginal at this point, but is it less interest this week than last week?
For the Redskins?
Yes.
Or in this story about Monte Nicholson?
No. Both. All of it.
Oh, of course there's less interest. When you're 1-9, there's always less interest.
Coming off the bye, I think, you had that argument, well, it's Haskins' first start. And he's had the bye week.
I'm actually still curious to see.
I think there was some curiosity.
I'm still curious to see the progress. I haven't just punted and said, oh, the kid sucks. To me, it's all about, what this kid can do. I want to see what the kid can do. Do I see growth? I saw some flashes last week. I want to see some more flashes. I'd like to see some meaningful touchdowns not in the last 2 minutes of the game. I want to see if they can score some points, see if they can make the game competitive. Do we have something to work with here?
Yeah.
So to me, it still is interesting.
I think, that's what it's all about. You got to see the entire body work. I guess it'll be 7 starts when the season's over.
Sure. Got to see that sample size.
Half a season, and you get to see more Geis. You know, Geis made one play. I wasn't blown away by him running the football.
He runs pretty hard.
He runs hard, but he ran for 3 yards per carry. What do you have, about 9 carries maybe?
I'm not sure.
Maybe even 7. He didn't have a lot of opportunities.
I forget the box score at this point. He had the one catch, which obviously took – and for a touchdown.
For me, for Geis, nice I already know he's good. I'm convinced.
He's just got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy.
But I want him to get more carries to see if he can handle the workload.
Exactly. So that's what you want to see. That's exactly what I was going to say. I want to see if Geis can carry the football and come out of a game unscathed.
And I think that you
had 7 carries against the Jets.
For what?
Okay, it was 7.
24, 3.4.
Yeah.
And I think you got to continue to hone in on Montez Sweat.
Montez, I don't know what's going on with that one. I don't know, man. Not that hopeful on that one. We'll see. I think he'll be good, not great. My hope was that he was going to be great.
Realize Preston Smith has 10 sacks right now.
Yeah.
Oh, people realize that. Trust me.
I don't know what to make of that.
He might end up with 15 or 16.
I know. I don't know what to make of that. Everyone always says, well, you know, players leave here and become great, and that doesn't really happen. But it's kind of happening with him, and it's kind of happening with Cousins right now.
Yeah, well, it's definitely happening with Cousins. Yeah.
Well, Cousins, you knew.
He was good here.
Yeah, you knew he could put up some numbers. Now, the fact that he's trimmed it down to 3 interceptions over this course of time, it's pretty amazing. He only has 3 picks. Because very early on, when it was RG3, Kirk, and Colt all competing, we used to talk about the Kirk turnover gene.
Yeah, but you know, you give anybody time, they're going to get better.
He still fumbles a lot.
Yeah, but you give anybody time, you give them consistent starts, you know, they should get better. They should improve. And he, you know, he's a talented quarterback. Not the best. He's not even really top 5 unless
he's
everybody else
good, though.
Leaves.
He's like top 10 or 12.
He's pretty good.
And you generally take that.
He's definitely pretty
NFL.
Good. And
well,
you
let
know,
me ask you, is there any other reason to watch the Redskins right now beyond curiosity of Haskins, maybe Sweat, maybe Geis?
Well, you want to see the core young guys, like you mentioned. You want to see McLaurin. You want to see him.
I already know McLaurin's good.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
can
no,
actually
you
shut him
see,
down. I already
but
know
you
he's good.
You want to see more of the chemistry. You want to see like the 70-yarder that doesn't get brought back because of a holding call.
Okay, I can buy that, but I kind of agree with you.
But interest is waning.
You can actually shut him down.
Because I already know
he's good enough.
I already know. I've seen enough.
Yeah,
I know.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
He's absolutely a stud.
Like,
stud.
If he has any sort of injury, a hangnail, I don't put him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who, McLaurin?
Yes.
No, I agree. I'm very conservative with injuries.
He could stub his toe.
Yeah, right.
I'm shutting him down.
Right.
The problem with the Haskins watch is, again, it's not going to be fair to evaluate this kid on 7 or 8 starts. And there's not enough there. It's not going to all just be straight growth. There's going to be games. He's going to have a dud game where he throws 3 picks and looks awful. And that doesn't mean anything. So
it's part of the process.
Part of the process.
It's part of that learning
process.
You'd like
process to see like
him.
Straight linear growth.
Oh, you're
but
not
that's not
that.
How life works. So he's going to have some duds. Hopefully he doesn't.
Same with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has had duds, and then he goes to Detroit and throws, I think it was 4 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he'll struggle, and then he'll come out for a game where he throws 3 touchdowns and looks pretty good. But you're going
to
have your guys.
But we need to see
valleys.
A couple of those games
sure.
from Dwayne. We need to
right.
see a couple of games where he pops.
Yes.
So that would be nice.
Well, I think the Lions are really bad at getting after the quarterback. I think they're like 28th in the league. So he should have some opportunities this weekend.
Right.
He should have some relatively clean pockets to find McLaurin and company. Well, I was about to say McLaurin and company.
There's
the rest
no,
of the
really
company's
no company.
not very good
there really
to
is
throw
no company.
To. There's not really much good company outside of Scary Terry.
Let's go to Devin, Newport News. Devin, what's up, buddy? You're all in the junks.
Hey, not much, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up? Doing great.
I was just thinking, you know, Rex Ryan said he was interested in the head coaching job for the Redskins. If y'all think that's any possibility at all.
Only in the sense that it's somewhat of a name, but I don't think there's anybody out there dying to have Rex Ryan coach their team.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm thinking, you know, who else do we get, you know?
Yeah, well, the retread names are, in my opinion, Rex Ryan, Marvin Lewis.
It's about
Todd
leading the
Bowles,
league and wins.
Jim Caldwell. There are plenty of guys like that.
Todd Bowles.
That's what I said.
Rex Ryan's record's not that bad. I mean, he took the Jets to the AFC Championship twice.
Not interested.
With Mark
you already
Sanchez.
Have his big brother on the staff.
I would only be interested in the sensitive.
Are they twins?
Aren't they twins?
They're twins?
The Ryans?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're twins. I think they're just brothers.
If they are twins, they don't look anything alike.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't believe they're twins.
Yeah. I would be interested in Rex only because, again, that's sort of the comedy factor of it. Like the podium factor.
Sure, but like, I mean, that's not why you bring a guy in. That's the only thing.
Well, whoever they bring is going to fail. So at least you have somebody interesting at the podium.
Yeah. Anybody's more interesting than the present guy.
Oh, man,
anybody's
he's the worst.
More interesting than Callahan.
I really thought Bill Callahan was a fiery guy.
No, apparently going to yoga zens you out and turns you into a zombie.
I mean, according to this, it says that they are fraternal twins.
Okay, I stand corrected.
So you have identical twins, and then what are fraternal twins? They're just they're twins, but they're not the same.
They don't look exactly the same.
Right. Okay. Let's go to Vic in Akakik. Vic, what's up, buddy?
I feel bad for their mom. I mean, wow. Can you imagine squeezing out the Ryan twins?
That must have been a mess.
Brutal.
Vic, what's up?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing all right. What's up, buddy?
Good. I said something to Drab about Brian Arakpo. I'm a scratch that stat. I forget how he said it, Drab. But I just heard you say, EB, that, you know, guys leave here and don't become great. But I can say they are a lot more productive. You take Carlos Rogers, for instance.
He did play well when he left. He did.
He played very well. You look at, obviously, Kirk Cousins. Look at Lorenzo Alexander, just to name those three guys.
Look at the year Jameson Crowder's having. Crowder's having a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crowder. What stands out to me is this. We have guys that leave here that are solid guys. Like, they are integral parts of the team and even effective. Like, they become fan favorites, so they do some things well. And when they go other places, they become very productive, and they still take the same attributes with them when they left the Redskins. And you know what that comes down to? Just plain and simple. It comes down to coaching. Montez Sweat is not being coached correctly. Montez Sweat has played with his hand in the dirt all of his life. That's where he gets off the football. That's where he gets his power from. That's where he gets his leverage from. That's where he's comfortable to be able to set the edge.
But Vic, let me ask you this. What is your theory as to why this happens? Vic, why do you think this happens? They've had different coaches. So why do you believe that the coaches are botching it? Because it's been different coaches. They're not idiots.
I'll be honest with you. The culture in the Redskins organization is not a culture of excellence. It's a culture of mediocrity. And when that is – when you come to work every day and you know you're not going to be held accountable to do your job, when it comes down just to coaching, your position, technique, and technique is not scheme. Let me make that clear. Everybody always says when I call in, but Vic's talking about scheme. No, I'm talking about the technique to do play the position right. There's a technique to do what you all do and to do it right. And it's things that people don't see you all do every morning to make sure that you all bring a quality show to the whole East Coast every day. They don't do that as an organization, from the business part to the football part. And when it gets down to the football part, when there's no one to hold you accountable, when there is no consistency, when there is no attention to detail, when you're not examining yourself by other excellent teams, you're examining yourself by yourself because you're insecure about what other people are going to say about you or what you feel about yourself, Bruce Allen. This is what you're going to get. You have guys that not only coaches that leave here and are excellent. We see that all around the NFL, the Packers, the 49ers. I know I'm missing one.
All right, Vic, we got to run. Vic, we got to run. We got to run. Thank you, buddy.
I don't think it's exclusive, by the way, that players leave organizations and then flourish elsewhere. It's not exclusive to the Redskins.
No, it happens everywhere.
Does it happen here? Yes, but it happens with other teams, too.
It happens everywhere. The interesting thing is they were so adamant that Kirk wasn't worth the money.
Right.
You know? But, man, wouldn't you take – they're paying – What is Dak Prescott asking for? About $35 million, something like that.
35 reported, maybe even 40.
Maybe even 40. Now, this year, his salary is $22.5 million.
No, he's very reasonable.
Next year, it's going to be $27.5 million
for the production he's giving you.
Yeah,
he's basically a bargain. They didn't want to pay Kirk, but they trade for Alex Smith and then lavish him with some crazy extension. And then look, they didn't know he's going to get injured, obviously. But why are you willing to give Alex Smith that money? You're not willing to pay Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk was treated, it didn't matter what they were going to offer him. He was going to stay here.
Right.
They botched that.
Yeah, they completely bungled
that. But when it
comes
to players, particularly on the defense, who seem to flourish elsewhere, I do think Greg Minuski is just a subpar coach. I think they have enough talent that if they switched the defensive coach, they would be better.
Well, you got 6 games left of Minuski. I just don't see any way that he survives into the next regime.
800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Got a packed show. Chris Russell, Redskins Insider, is going to join us coming up at 7. After that, we will put AWOD on the stand and grill him about his date, find out what happened last night at the Wizards game. Thank you to all the listeners who were sending us videos and pictures who were there. 8 o'clock hour, your chance to win an Alex Ovechkin autographed puck. We're going to play a montage of Ovi goals right around 8 o'clock, right around 8:20, 8:25, and then right around 8:45. And if you tally all the goals, you'll have a chance to win the Papa John's prize pack, which includes that Ovechkin signed puck.
There you go. Put it in your cap shrine room.
But we are in the midst of open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on anything, you know, yesterday we mentioned briefly Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, and he's off to this great start. As is LeBron James, by the way. LeBron James on track for the MVP. After a couple of years where, you know, James Harden won it, I think, 2 years ago. Giannis won it last year, and LeBron has kind of faded away a little bit, and the Lakers didn't make the playoffs last year. But the Lakers add Anthony Davis, and they're off to the best start in the NBA, I believe, with LeBron. And LeBron is having, you know, an amazing start to the season. But Luka, being 20, is commanding some attention, because he's putting up similar numbers to LeBron. And last night, he had a 35-point triple-double in 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
25 minutes of play. In the first quarter, he had 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. You end a game and you're happy with those numbers.
Oh, those are studly numbers, of course.
That's one quarter. So it's just kind of interesting. I'm an NBA mark. I know you guys are mostly just Wizards guys, don't really follow the rest of the NBA.
Correct.
And then last night, too, was Kawhi and Paul George's first game together, and they beat the Celtics, who are off to a great start. So it'll be interesting to see. Once the playoffs roll around, the Wizards aren't going to be in the playoffs. Maybe you'll get in tune for that. In the Western Conference, you're going to have some really good teams, including the Clippers, the Lakers, Nuggets, the Jazz, mm-hmm. the Rockets.
Wake me up when the Wiz are in the playoffs. Right. That's when I need the bullet. That's when I need the alert. I need the alert on my phone.
Actually, I like the building blocks that they have. I do think they're fun to watch. And then if John Wall, look, he's dunking. Seen the video. If John Wall can return to form, I think they might be a playoff team in the East next year.
Be hard to imagine.
East sucks. More than 4 good teams in the East.
All right, let's bang out these calls. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about the Wiz. Talk about Luka Doncic, if you want, the NBA. The Redskins, their matchup against the Lions. The Major League Baseball, free agency. You pick the topic. Let's go to Brian in Fairfax. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies. How are you?
Hey, John, thanks a lot. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
If Dan Snyder is this great big Redskins fan that he claims to be, at some point, he's got to look himself in the mirror and realize that he has done this team, this franchise, dirty. A couple of years ago, when
it's not going to happen.
It was a prize franchise, and he's just running into the ground. Second, I challenge any fan that's going to the stadium. I mean, I think everybody take a sign, says sell the team, chant, sell the team the entire game.
That would get annoying after. You're going to chant for 3+ hours.
Just not going to do anything, yeah. Brian.
He probably doesn't even hear it. In his booth, does he have it open?
I don't know.
I think if the weather's nice,
he knows.
I think you crack the window.
It's not going to shame him into selling the team.
I think he might be shamed, though, into firing Bruce Allen. When he looks, and what we don't know is the lost revenue per game.
Yeah.
Yes, the team is increasing in worth, much like every other team in the NFL, by the way. So it's not something unique like Dan's doing something that the other teams aren't doing, and he's got
no, they're making money in spite of him.
Yeah, in spite of his terrible business
acumen. So he gets the national TV money and all of the revenue splits that teams get. But this is a team that used to have Redskin stores in all the malls, and they used to sell Redskins memorabilia and merchandise in all the malls.
Well, that business is dried up.
There's no way they're doing much of that. There's no way, like on Fanatics, whatever piece they get from all the purchases on sites like Fanatics, there's no way there's much of that.
The piece of merchandise that I could not believe that I saw pics of over this past weekend, they were selling one-off game T-shirts for Redskins versus the Jets with both their helmets featured with the date of the game. I mean, what maniac would buy a regular season Jets versus Redskins T-shirt with both their helmets featured prominently on the front?
Nobody.
Nobody would buy that.
Probably still available.
And I think they were charging like $30 for it. Yeah. For a stupid T-shirt.
So just humor me here. So let's say there are 30,000 less fans per week at a Redskins game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I think, is conservative.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're going low.
Let's just go with 30,000 less each game. And let's just say that average person spends, I mean, most people say that you spend like $100 per game, but let's just say they only spend $60. They barely buy food.
Are you talking about their ticket too or no?
Yes.
Okay.
$60. Just right there, that's $1.8 million in lost revenue.
Right.
And that is a super low ball figure.
Yeah, but that's like 10, 12, say even 15 million bucks.
I didn't even include parking or anything. Yeah, that's super conservative.
But there's so much other money coming in.
I know, but
it's just money they're leaving out there.
I think once you include parking, he's probably losing easy 5 million, maybe to 10 million.
He seems to be making, though, honestly, 100 million a year plus in just an equity in the team. You know, like the team value. And that's really where he's making his money.
Yeah, but I think people never like losing revenue. You know what I mean? Like, here
was
revenue.
Of course he doesn't.
Whatever the number was. Like, let's say every week that there was a Redskins home game, they brought in an extra $50 million in revenue. And now, on those Sundays, they're only bringing in $25 million in revenue. That's got to sting.
I mean, it hurts the bottom line, but I think what you're missing is Bruce Allen is like Dan Snyder's one closely trusted ally and friend. He's a weird guy. It's probably difficult for him to make friends. He's going to whack his friend and just throw him overboard, even though he's clearly a detriment to the franchise as a whole.
The only way I see it is if he's got a big name guy who insists he only takes a job if Bruce is set aside. That's the only way I see it. But yeah, JP could be right. He could just do the math and say, all right, Bruce, I love you. We're going to be friends forever. But I need somebody else.
Look, I'm
not sure if he'll do that.
I think that he's got some, you know, none of us have met Daniel Snyder. None of us know Daniel Snyder. No, hear different stories.
My life's fine with not meeting Daniel Snyder.
Right. So it's tough to know exactly what's going on psychologically, but clearly he's not comfortable talking to the media. He's not comfortable in social situations. Maybe he believes he's been burned in the past by the media. Whatever. I just got to believe there's some humanity in him that sees a stadium with all these empty seats and sees all these other jerseys, more people wearing Jamal Adams jerseys than Redskins jerseys, and he can remember what it was once like. Mm-hmm. He loved the Redskins, and he can see that it's been ruined here to the point that nobody's going to the games, and I would think that he'd want to change it.
He'll just blame the coaches. They blame Jay. Jay was a scapegoat.
Yeah, the thing about Snyder and Allen is they think that their process is right. They think that we're close. We were close when Alex Smith broke his leg, and now it's unraveled, and we have to build it back. They're delusional. They always think that their method is right, everybody else is wrong, and you can scapegoat people when things go wrong.
Hey, can we go to Steve in Orange? I like his theory.
Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Sports Junkies, I love you guys.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Good morning. Now, I heard that Steven Strasburg is remodeling his house.
How you doing, Junkies?
And I wondered what y'all thought about it. Whether does that mean he's going to stay here, or does that mean
theory.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Maybe he just had a beater of a bathroom. He needed upgraded.
Dude, nobody knows. I think sure that sounds like a good thing if he wants to invest some money. I saw.
I don't know. Well, which do you think it is what I'm wondering.
Need a granite.
Yeah, are you trying to tell me that Strasburg is going to stay because he got a new backsplash in his kitchen? I mean, come on.
I'm guessing he's remodels. It'll be beyond that.
Yeah, probably is.
You're butt-sized if you're a contractor and you get to remodel Strasburg.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. It's just so random, but I have friends that live in McLean, and the daughter showed me a picture of his house just like last week.
You mean his palace?
It's a big-ass house.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Any remodel they're doing in there is extensive.
Right, it's probably like $1 million remodel.
I'm sure.
Oh, we're going to add a new wing to the house.
Exactly. But I don't think it means anything when you're on the precipice of signing probably a $150 to $250 million deal.
Yeah.
He can pack up and move.
Guaranteed deal. Yeah.
There were a few articles I saw a few days ago saying that Strasburg might be close to re-signing.
The assumption all along has been that he would be the easier one of the two, and that the Rendon one, you know, that's just going to be a miracle if they can bring him back.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. We will take more calls later in the program. But coming up next, it's our Redskins insider, Chris Russell, right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.